Hello, welcome once again to the Phi Life podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me, as always, is Brad Pilon. And today we're going to review our word association game I did on my blog a couple of days ago. I was trying to just get into people's minds on how they their initial gut reaction to a bunch of words out of the diet, health, and fitness industry. So I basically just threw up 10 words. You might have, you know, if you're listening, you might have actually answered some of these ones. And I just wanted to hear what people, their gut reaction were to these words. Just because it seems to be, some of them seem to be obvious, and some of them seem to be completely different for people. And which is interesting, because these various words mean something in the marketing and mean something in how people are being sold diet and fitness products and what they think about stuff and how the media is portraying these things. And to see people fall completely on the opposite ends of the spectrum on some of these words was very interesting, because either people's minds are being shaped one way or the other, but it's not consistent across the board, which I found very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a fun game, but let's start off properly, and we'll turn the spotlight back on you. You picked 10 words, so let's go through them, and you explain why you picked each one. Because, I mean, you obviously, just like word association, right, you picked them for various reasons.
Yeah, I did, okay. I even got a little hung up on the order I put them in, because I didn't want each word influencing the next. In reality, that was impossible. The whole list was going to influence people. I should have done it as 10 separate posts, but anyways. Yep. I picked health and fitness as the first two because they're the most undefinable, ambiguous words in the health and fitness industry.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, man, we're just – I don't know why anyone listens to this. No. But, yeah, so those two words are only have any value once you assign value to them.
Right.
So health doesn't mean anything until you come up with your personal complex version of what you think health means to you. Same with fitness. What does fitness mean? To a powerlifter, it means something completely different than it does to a distance runner. I think we all have some vague idea of what we imagine fitness might mean, but it's not necessarily consistent one person to the next.
Right.
Then I went on with some other words that could mean various things. Like I put fat. Now, is that some people may view that as fat in food, and some people
right.
may view that as fat on your body, and that's exactly what happened in the responses. Food, just straight up food. I want just what people's gut reaction was to food. Do they have, are they, you know, hung up on food? Is it tasty to them? Is it something they're stressed about? I was just trying to get an idea of how people's reaction to just the word food. And then again, you know, stemming from that, the word diet. I wanted to see how intense people's reactions were to the word diet. But did they view it negatively? You know, did it come out as a control thing for them? Did it come out as a almost like a prison sort of thing, or like a trap, or something they wanted to get away from? Or was it something they, you know, viewed positively, or the actual textbook definition, just the food you eat? That's all the diet even means, right? So these words have long since lost their textbook meaning or their dictionary definition, and now have taken on a complete other meaning that the diet and fitness industry is partly has a hand in, and people's, you know, emotions about, you know, their exercise routine and their bodies has a hand in it too. So none of these words, no one reacted as you would expect from the dictionary definition of these words. Sugar was the most fun one. Most people just put sweet, and a couple people actually put poison, or at least one person put poison, and a couple other people had a sort of stay away from it response. But for the most part, people seem to be land on the sweet side of things with sugar. Actually, the funniest one was somebody put oatmeal. I just thought that was funny. And then obese. Now this was an interesting word, because. And I put this one in here specifically because of a previous blog post, and I wanted to really see how people reacted to this particular word. And it seemed across the board this turned out to be a negative reaction.
Yeah.
Now, and then on the flip side of obese, I put skinny. And I purposely chose skinny instead of thin
right.
because I think
skin, lean, one of those words.
Lean, yeah. I purposely picked skinny because I thought there would be there'd be more of a reaction to that word, more of a, I think it would, dig up a reaction out of people a bit more than thin would have. And then eating, just the concept of the act of eating, and muscle. So I just went with a bunch of words that were, people see basically on a daily basis if they're at all exposed to any kind of health or diet or fitness media. At least three or four of these words are in your face every day, either on the television, on a magazine, on a blog, on the radio. You can't go a day without hearing one of these words. And so I want people to stop and examine their sort of emotional feeling, their emotions about it, and their kind of quick snap gut reaction instinct to each one of those words.
Okay, makes sense.
Yep.
Right. So we can go. I mean, let's go just down the order. And the very first person to post was, hey, that's me. So I'll go through my answers and just kind of give you really quick reasons why I put them, and then maybe a bit of a longer reason. Health, life, they just sort of go together for me. I mean, the long explanation is that I kind of see health as a continuum between life and death, and you're always trying to move closer to the life side. Health and longevity, in my mind, go together. So it's always sort of, you know, obviously you're not healthy if you're dead, so health, life kind of work together. Fitness, sports is kind of an interesting word association for me, but I've never been good at sports, always been good in a gym. So to me, lifting stuff isn't necessarily fitness. Even being able to, I mean, I can run. If I have to, I can sprint. If I have to, I can even, I'm not bad at long distance running, but still doesn't mean I'm coordinated enough to be, you know, quote unquote, an athlete. So for me, fitness has always meant sports. I've always been impressed with the fitness level of people who can actually perform, play a game, that sort of thing.
Just to clarify, so for on that one, your answer isn't even something you have. It's just your vision of what it is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to me, a, someone who's a really good high school athlete, like I'm not even talking college level, but a high school athlete, it's far more impressive to me than somebody who can bench press 450 pounds or squat 500. It's just because there's such an innate ability in there that they've just, you know, they make it look so simple that to me that's always been fitness. And it's something I've just never been able to understand. So to me, that's what I think of. Fat taste. I'm a kitchen type of guy, so I didn't really think of it in terms of body fat. I sort of thought of it right away as like the fat in food. And then from, of course, from all the product development work I've done, I know that, you know, you want to make a food taste good, whether it's a protein bar or, you know, a dinner. Yeah, fat's where the taste comes from. So again, food, flavor. To me, I've never really viewed that whole food as a fuel thing, and I've never really liked fast food. Rarely have it, because to me, the whole purpose of eating really is flavor and celebration. So it's always food, flavor, always seems to go together. Diet choices was the word that came up. I still don't think I can really explain it. I just think that that may stem from my background in schooling was actually through like a dietetics program for my undergrad to become a dietitian. And in that you learn all the sort of different styles of eating. And then, when we were writing, I believe it was when we were writing the 10-day diet solution, and you and I really went into the different eating habits all around the world. And that's when I really realized that like the word diet is just, there's so many ways to do it. So just choices. Sugar, coffee. I think it was more just because Jones and coffee at the time than anything else. Obese, painful. And this goes back to the call you and I did 2 weeks ago now when I was down at Epcot Center and just watching the not overweight people, the really, really heavy people walk, and it just looked like it hurt. Right? And then skinny, I thought painful too, because when you look at professional marathon athletes, the people who are just that small, it also for some reason it just looks painful to be that small to me. Like it looks like if you – small is the wrong word. To be that less, I don't know the right word. Like if you were to bump into like, you know, walking through a doorway and you hit the door frame, I'm like you're frail. You'd crumble and you'd hurt. So painful. Eating, fun, same thing. Eating is supposed to be celebration. And then muscle work, just because it's always being someone who's sort of naturally on the less muscle side. The idea of building up muscle has always just been related to doing more work. So that's sort of how I approached it. So a lot of them were neutral. I mean, if you look at overall biases, I think my biases come through in the obese and skinny answers of painful. And then my health and fitness, like you said, those ones are so vague. Those are probably the ones you're going to get the most personal answers in. So those were, and that obvious example, I mean, they had the most thought behind them, even though it was supposed to be a very quick word association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's good. And then your industry experience for fat and food.
Yeah,
that came through. I mean, most people don't, I mean, even though fat, I can see how even people who don't do any product development could come up with taste for fat. I mean, when you do product development, you really understand what fat is for. It's for me, things only taste good with the right amount of fat in them. And then the entire problem of trying to make things taste good that are low fat is because it's impossible to recreate that nice taste that fat gives you. So it kind of makes sense how you answered that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're just going to, you know, browse through and see how people sort of came up with various things, health never came up as anything negative or anything laborious. It whatever it is, health seems to be something positive. I don't know exactly what direction I'm going with it, but it's,
let's just go through them in here. I'm going to just sort of read out each answer for health here. So there was my answer, which was health life.
Okay. Yeah.
The following one was health life again, health vibrance, health well-being, health overarching, health wellness, health system, health overrated.
Yeah, well, that was Howard, so you think he's just goofing around.
He doesn't count. Health happiness, that was actually, I like that answer. Health vegetables. I like health vegetables, and this isn't a shot at the answer at all, but I figured that would be the answer, like a kindergarten grade 1-2 answer, right? Health vegetables are healthy. It's not a shot because, I mean, obviously the most innocent answer is obviously typically the best.
Yeah.
Health fitness, health nutrients, health vitality, health constitution, mm-hmm. health important, again, health fitness, again, health life, health longevity, I like that, health radiance. Health justification, health doctor, I thought was interesting.
Yep.
Health 100. I don't know if that's 100% or anything along that line, but health 100.
It's just 100.
Yep. Health fitness, health happiness again, health look, I thought it was interesting. Health risk. So that was the only one where they sort of put that sort of risk in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then health life again. Health clean. Health nonsense. Ah. Health life.
Yeah, but you know who wrote that.
Yeah, absolutely. And health skinny. And it was, and even Lars said, right, like the person who said that was like, this even surprised me.
Yeah, because they didn't expect that's what the first thing that came to their mind.
Absolutely. So, yeah, just going through the health one, what we see is a lot of words that are interesting because some of them are descriptive. Some are visually, like I think of vibrance perhaps as a visual word. And then a lot of them are related to a feeling. So no one put markers, right? No one put like cardiovascular or heart rate or like
– Or HDL or
– HDL, right?
Blood pressure.
Yeah. It was most of them, vast majority, were something you could feel. Happiness is something you can feel. I guess you can feel vegetables. Well, vitality, constitution. Yeah.
Radiance.
Radiance, right? So,
longevity.
Even longevity in life. I mean, I think in the sense of putting it in there, it's something you can feel, right? So health seems to be a very tactile thing to most people, right? Because it is, as you said, very undefinable. It becomes such a personal definition to people that it becomes something they must be able to form on their own and hence sort of trying to relate it to something they can see, touch, feel, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to go through fitness then?
Yeah, here you read. We'll do one after the other, so everybody doesn't have to hear me list things off. So you
right.
need to list for fitness.
Okay, so you obviously said sports for fitness. Now this one, breath, that's
very cool.
Or breathe, I guess. I guess that's one of those words that can be both.
It's either or.
Exercise, cardiovascular, capability. That's interesting. Word. So there's something to do with an idea of something to do with functioning. We got a couple people who put conditioning. So
yeah, conditioning.
I don't know what Brad Howard was doing here with destroy.
Yeah.
now this one was interesting, subjective, and that's true. Fitness is subjective. It's completely subjective. So that's interesting that was the mind space that this person had, when they answered that, it could be an artifact. I'm not saying that's not exactly what that person thought. But you know, who knows? I mean, a lot of people may be thinking the same thing, and the first thing that comes in their head is like, there's nothing that comes to your head, so it is subjective.
Well, not only that, but think of, I mean, if you look at, I don't know how many we're into here. We've already had three or four answers of conditioning, and that's really subjective depending on what sport, what type of conditioning you're talking about. So yeah, the subjectiveness of it is coming out, but in terms of how people define fitness.
with another subjective word. So
exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people put conditioning, athletic, you know, exercise.
In shape.
Yeah, in shape, which basically you can't just hyphenate it and break my rule of one word. So like everybody did that. Jackie, if you're listening.
Athletic.
Yeah.
You know, another term that, I mean, depending on what sport you play, athletic to a sprinter versus athletic to a long distance runner.
Yeah. Some more athleticism, strength, activity, endurance. So it seems that strong. So it seems that healthy. I think there's only one person that did healthy. Again, capacity, hard work, again with the two words, overrated.
Yeah.
Fitness equals lean. That was an interesting one.
Yeah.
Gym, again, nonsense. Endurance, fad. So basically, most people correlated fitness to some kind of activity. So So that indicates to me that people view fitness as something that has to be, that's active, something that you, at least this group, who are probably regular, you know, readers here and, you know, readers in general of this sort of space, it's something to do with movement, something to do, kind of like you two, you said sports. So fitness, I don't think people view fitness not from, like, you know, you could have viewed that as genetic fitness, or you could have viewed that as, you know, something more of just a measurement of fitness, like it could have just been fast or something like that.
But it's definitely a measurement / goal-oriented answer, right? Like even conditioning, even like strength.
And it totally had to do with movement. Like all of them seem to have something to do with like exercise or some kind of movement. Mm-hmm. Like one that said breathe or breath, I mean, that says something, you're thinking like breathing, maybe breathing, heavy breathing from exercise or something to that degree.
Yeah, they went for most unique answer on fitness. Yeah. All right. Okay. So then fat. Now, this is the interesting one. I answered taste, obviously, going from the fat in food perspective. We followed that up with stomach. You know, it's hard to tell if that was sort of a negative connotation or not, but just sort of, word association, the first thing that came to their mind. We have fat is delicious, obviously, along the same lines of my thought, fat rich. So far, we've got a fair amount of people thinking fat food, unless the fat rich person was thinking in terms of you need to be wealthy in order to be fat. So rich is one of those, gotta love the English language, eh? Rich is one of those words where we have no idea what the person meant by writing it. Fat necessary from Jonathan.
And now I'm guessing that means necessary dietary fat versus body fat.
Well, but you know what, either one.
Well, I'm just guessing, yeah.
Yeah. Fat storage. I mean that's the not, I guess, the most obvious, but the most accurate. Fat storage again. Fat pain. So going in line, I guess, with my sort of obesity being painful one. Again, that was from B. Howard, so it only counts for half. I thought. Fat tasty again. Now, fat unfit. And this is an argument, I think you brought this up once on your blog, whether or not the false dichotomy of
fitness and fatness.
Yeah. But, there's no wrong answer in the word association, right? Just very interesting. Then fat, obese. That's obviously, we're just pointing out the body-fat relationship there. Fat, overweight. And you and I have actually had decent debates over about the term overweight that we can go on to later if we have time. But that was a cool sort of quick association. Fat, cellulite. And from a guy, no less. So that's interesting. So he's gone right away for this sort of the visual of fat. Fat overweight again, fat bad, fat belly. Sorry, someone talking about spelling mistakes in your blog. Fat excess, cool. Fat lazy, fat dormant, fat ugly, fat ass, fat abs, which is again very interesting. I wouldn't have expected that one.
Well, that could be like an opposite thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Fat yellow. That's pretty cool.
It is. Well, it is yellow if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, fat my belly. Fat disgust. And then, I mean, we've had talked about terms repulsive and disgusting and the visual effect of fat. And, you know, interestingly, the look of fat can actually ruin a meal. As good as fat tastes when added properly to a meal, I mean, the fat in a T-bone steak, in North America at least, is you typically kind of cut the large chunks on the edges off,
mm-hmm.
right? And too much marbling, well, when you're buying a steak, you actually look for that. But in other dishes, the fat separating out can actually ruin it. So disgusting could be food or could be body. I'm assuming body in this one word association, but I mean, can go both ways there.
Sure.
Fat gross, again, could most likely be body fat, but it could also be relation to food. Fat butter. That's interesting. Fat nuts.
could also just mean
food.
The fat content in nuts.
Yeah.
Where's everyone going with this stuff right here?
Fat overindulgence. I mean, that's a pretty good one. Fat big. And then, of course, fat idiot at the end of it. So, I mean, again, it's just word association, but the fat one I find to be all over the place. Much different than the obese one, right? Fat seems to be one that sort of just – I'm surprised no one answered cat, actually.
Yeah.
You know, sort of words that go together like that. And well,
the interesting thing there is that it can be food or it can be – see, now the fat one can be about food. It can be about food on your plate. It can be about fat on your body or somebody else's. But, like, it kind of could be a bunch of different – at least a few different things. Like, the way you took it, you just – fat is tasty. So it really – it kind of shows you where you're thinking or where your head is around a particular concept, being a concept. So if we move on to food – you know, this one, I think this one was pretty benign. You know, you put flavor, delicious, eat, food necessity. That's mm-hmm. kind of doesn't sound like too much fun. Tasty, fuel, that one doesn't sound, like a couple people put fuel here.
Mm-hmm.
B. Howard put gimme, yeah, okay. You know, fun, good, nourishment, tasty, protein. Well, that one's interesting. Energy. So far, like, good, you know, eat. So, fuel. So, food is coming back. Like, pleasure, fuel, fun. So, food is coming back, pretty positive.
It's got it's two different views, right? You have one sort of talking about it's either the good and fun of food or the necessity of food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I was surprised, actually, that there weren't more, negatives, you know, like I was thinking like food, hate it type of thing, right? But in general, at least on the readers on your blog, and obviously a very large misrepresentation of the population as a whole, but just in that group at least, you have these sort of two different views of food, right?
Yeah, there wasn't really anything negative about food. It was either neutral, like fuel, or a positive response about something about it being tasting good
or
wanting some or fulfillment or enjoyment.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I found that one out of all of them a bit surprising. So I was expecting more negative out of it. So, but again, I'm actually happy it wasn't that way. All right, so after food is diet. All right, so, and I did diet choices, followed up with diet don't, diet restriction. Diet calories, diet restrictive, diet intake, diet rules, diet Coke, diet and why ? Diet life, interesting. Diet suffering, diet protein, diet food, diet lifestyle, diet useless, diet skinny, diet habits, diet confusion, diet nutrition, 1, 2, 3, 4, I had put the number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. Diet bad, diet universal, so that was kind of cool, diet no, diet boring, diet clean eating. Diet death. Diet annoying. Diet tired. Diet hunger. Diet eating. Diet restriction again. And Diet Coke again, believe it or not. So I think with the diet one, that would probably be the most negative.
It was pretty negative across the board there. It's that word doesn't seem to conjure up – like we didn't see anything about happy, fun, tasty, gimme some. It seemed to be rules, structure, restrictive, or straight up negative. Some people just flat out said no. Like,
it's so funny because I think it's a great example of how the marketing of an industry can ruin a word because you destroy it yourself, and then you go again. I mean, a diet obviously is used in the fitness and nutrition marketing as a negative word now. I mean, we even do it for yourself eat, right? It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. And I'm sure I can think of three or four different TV commercials for like the, it's not Weight Watchers, but one of the competitors I think also use it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, or stop dieting something something, right? So, this is in and of itself coming from the diet industry, riffing on the term diet, right? So I think this may just be a representation, especially since people are on your blog, which means they do read health and fitness information online, is that it's the current trend right now to attack that word as sort of negative marketing, when in fact that was probably the word in the well, I guess up until now, right? 70s, 80s, 90s, diet wasn't necessarily a bad word, but it's used, you know, it's just sort of an attack on eating less. You know what I would have loved is a longer list, or maybe a split test, and you had used the word caloric restriction.
Right? Yeah,
because caloric restriction is like, it's, you know, it's this movement. You have the cronies, which is caloric restriction with Optimum Nutrition. We have all this, like, you know, caloric restriction is good stuff, and really it's sort of synonymous with diet.
I wonder if a bunch of people would have just been put a big what with a question mark.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Definitely either neutral or negative for diet. It didn't seem like there was anybody who had anything positive to say about that particular word. Even yours wasn't positive, it was just neutral choices. It just wasn't anything – we didn't find anybody in there who – was drawn to that word or seemed to have anything positive came up with them with that word.
Interesting. No one answered weight loss.
That's very interesting. Yeah. All right. So let's knock out sugar here. So you said coffee, which I think was great.
Yeah.
Poison was interesting. The next one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got a bunch of sweets, sugar, sweet, dessert. Like a bunch of people that saying calling it sweet. Addiction, interesting, and there is data to show that there is people who could, or people in general can potentially get addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Splenda, that's B. Howard again, so we'll give him a half for that one.
Yep.
Words like tasty, nice, avoid. There's another person who's, well, that was Jackie, I guess. She just doesn't, sugar doesn't fit into her scheme of how she likes to eat. Oatmeal, that's my favorite. That's my favorite answer because I'm sure Miguel just puts sugar on his oatmeal and likes it. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Sweet glucose, that's interesting. Maybe Tony's doing some research right now. But bunch more sweet. Decay. So
tooth?
That's interesting. Maybe Michelle works at a dental clinic or something. We'll have to ask her about that one.
Yeah.
I have to count along here. I think this sugar is, I think it's bad.
No, I think with bad was diet.
Oh, no, it's got to be. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, no, it's sugar.
Oh,
fine. And then a bunch more sweets. Sugar fat. That one's interesting. I guess.
Oh, probably body fat.
Yeah, probably body fat because sugar isn't itself fat, so it's just probably associated with fat there.
Yep.
Chocolate, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Dessert and yum. So a lot
the
of
overwhelming one there is just that it's the unavoidable fact that the taste of sugar is pleasurable. You know, I think that everybody relates to that. You know, no one really went along the answers of
Well, we've got one bad and one diabetes here, but in general, almost across the board, sugar came back as sweet dessert, something to do with its pleasurable taste, which is, sugar tastes great. It's what makes a lot of stuff taste good.
So it's funny then, eh? So vast majority of diet information right now is to simply avoid sugar. When you think, based on these answers, what we'd be looking for is a way to lose weight, diet, and be healthy while still eating sugar. Like, it'd almost be trying to do everything but avoid it, right? But instead, we go for the most pleasurable thing in food, which is sugar and fat, and those are the two things that keeps getting targeted, right?
So. Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is sugar, like, obviously, I mean, we didn't need to do this a word association for people to recognize that sugar is tasty, and, like, it's sweet. So, I don't know if this means anything, this little, you know, experiment we did, but it's interesting that the reaction wasn't really all that negative. It was just the first thing you think of is sweet. And I don't know who thinks of things that are sweet as being bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So this is the big, big negative one in the whole list. So you can get going on that one.
Yeah. So it's sweet and sugar. Man, that was interesting.
So the next one is obese.
That's right. So this one, obese. Yeah, I said painful. Follow up was parents. Interesting. Weight, undisciplined, dangerous, excess, huge, addicted, danger, shameful. Interesting. Fat, appalling, large, sad. Really fat.
Yeah, Eddie, way to go. I told you one word.
Morbid.
But that's okay, Eddie. I'll give you a pass because you did totally help me out, and I have to give you props for that, for picking out the mistake, and I got that fixed. So I appreciate that.
He's allowed to, okay.
Yep.
And then sweaty. Disease. Gross. Unhealthy. No. Sad, again. Horrific. Unhealthy, epidemic, fat, inferior, no, again, unhealthy, disturbing. Across the board, we just have negatives. It's funny because it's either talking about themselves or other people, which, I mean, I guess you don't really have any choice of anybody else to talk about. But I thought it was interesting. You could kind of go through them and kind of get a feel for if the verse was talking about on themselves or on other people.
Yeah, and I think that one elicited, at least just looking at the type of words that were thrown out, that seemed to be the most intense reaction was to that mm-hmm. word. And, I mean, I was very interested to see what people were going to do with that specific word versus fat further up. And I purposely spread them apart in the survey so they weren't, like, side by side.
Most emotional words, too, right? Like, I think of, out of everything written on these word associations, those are the ones that are emotional enough that said out loud or said in person to someone would be the most hurtful, if that makes any sense. But
the ones that would draw attention right away. Like, when you say those type of words, like horrific and shameful, like, those really make you, like, listen. Like, you know, some of the other words, like sweet and tasty and things like that, so what? That goes right past you. But when you hear some of the words that were thrown out for obese, those were really they spoke a little bit more anyways. That there was there was something more going on with those reactions than some of the others.
And if you imagine any one of those reactions, you know, someone calling, I don't know, your kid who's obese, like, shameful. I mean, those are...
Or sad.
Sad. Like, those are hurtful fighting words, right? Like, that's, but this sort of is definitely the, we've definitely created a strong emotional response to obesity and this obesity epidemic, whether it's a fear of yourself getting fat or a pity or even hatred of people themselves who are fat. But it's definitely, I mean, that's probably the most emotional. I'm surprised more politicians don't have obesity as their platform, just based on how emotional people are on those answers. If I treat it, it'd be a very easy one, I think, to get people riled up with.
Yeah, probably. I just wonder how they would use it. Anyways.
No, corruptly.
Well, yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's move on here. So Skinny, you said painful. You know, somebody put sister here, which was interesting. So they obviously had Melissa had a reaction to people in her life, I guess, that just popped into her head. Yeah, Skinny, unhealthy. Yeah. And the next person says goal. So that's interesting. So it's completely kind of where you're coming from in the first place. Hollywood. So under muscled. So again, total dichotomy. One of them is like Hollywood's probably, you know, something that's put on a pedestal. And then the very next person says under muscled, which seems like maybe that's not the best thing. Skinny, lazy. That's pretty interesting. So that person's probably thinking from more of a muscle building standpoint. Skinny and weak. So that's negative. Skinny, lazy again. Skinny and normal. Okay. Anorexic. So that's a little bit more severe than that. Thin, which is, just another word for skinny probably. Bony. So then there's another negative reaction. Thin. I'll call that one neutral. Skinny, wimpy. That's definitely negative. Not fat. Here we go again, Eddie, with the two words. But again, you get
the pass.
You get the pass. Frail, weak, fragile, weak, misleading. Very interesting. I'm not even sure what that's supposed to even mean. Perhaps misleading that it might be healthy, but it actually isn't. That's what my guess is. Maybe Andrew can clear that up for us if he listens to this podcast. Nice. Ugly. See, this one's weird. This one keeps falling on either side of the spectrum here.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky. Think about that. We got nice, ugly, and lucky, all as initial reactions to the same word. And then insecure, frail, bones, weak, so shapeless. Weak. So, and then fat, skinny fat, which is definitely kind of a buzz term, skinny fat. So all in all, that one came back kind of negative, but I think that the word association comes through with where the people are at viewing it. So depending where you're coming from, that word's not necessarily always negative.
And I'm trying to look for some sort of gender bias, but you know, it doesn't really pan out that way. We have positive and negative comments from guys and girls kind of alike. So it's not like all the guys are saying skinny's horrible and the guys are saying skinny is my goal. It's definitely, Kelly's the one calling skinny wimpy, right? So it's definitely the, something other than just sort of some sort of gender bias.
Yeah, so I mean that one's a bit weird. I didn't really know what to expect on it, but I definitely didn't expect that kind of really coming down on both sides of the fence that dramatically.
Now I would wonder. I mean, just flying off the top of my head is since there's no geographical boundaries. If the skinny in a negative term is a very North American thing,
could be
interesting to sort of map people out in terms of where the answers came from. That would be. I don't know if you could do that on your particular blog, but
I could just ask people.
Yeah, sure. All right. So then, after skinny, we have eating. I mean, this is sort of the. I think it would probably fall along the lines of skinny in terms of being sort of one side or the other. So we have fun, often, enjoyment, commitment, why, chewing. Fueling, social, tasty, good, restraint, socialize, food, fueling again, food again, good again, feeding again, satisfied, control, enjoying, necessary, pain, enjoyment, enjoyment, satisfied, normal, joy, enjoyment, choice. Another person went for a choice answer. Enjoyment, disorder. So not as split down the middle as skinny, but I think the natural thing, and that this might just be because of the bias influence of being on your blog and probably knowing your and my thoughts on food and food's role, or it simply may be that it's a lot more obvious to the people's inner nature that food is to be enjoyed and food is fun, right? So it could be one or the other. It could simply just be we influence the answer a bit too much. Two, it's actually that obvious.
Yeah, I mean, and even some of the words that didn't come back through with enjoy, but you know, things like maybe commitment and restraint, it was because they already know we, you know, maybe that comes from the understanding that it's enjoyable and that we could maybe take it overboard a little bit with it because it's so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know, I think yours probably was the most encompassing fun. It's just everyone likes it and everyone enjoys it. So if we're going to look at the last one here, muscle, you put work, then we go on to like awesome, weights, attractive, athlete, strength, active, Hulk. Is that Howard again? Yeah. Worthwhile, strength, thumbs up, barely give you a pass on that one, Jackie. And then she goes on to put a brackets. So like, even more words that I said don't do. Like, come on. I say one word, she puts two, and then explains those two with even more.
So actually, her actual answer then is just thumbs.
Thumbs, yeah. Power, mass, big, strength, a bunch of strengths here. Yoked, I'm not really sure what that means.
Slang.
A bunch of strengths. Glorious, that's interesting. Confident, and another awesome. And work, power, shape. So admired, and tissue. So there's nothing negative about muscle, that's for sure.
Like I get a lot more size and strength and a lot less beauty and attractive than I thought, right? Like it obviously... People, even me, I mean, most of my answer work, right? So again, sort of a size and strength answer, rather than a beauty aesthetics answer.
Yeah, so that's interesting. It's, it was more of a functional thing. It seems like it's sort of a...
Or that it was cool.
Yeah, cool, interesting. It seems like that word doesn't dig up a highly positive or highly negative reaction about, so to speak, more so than it was just sort of an analytical, like, oh, yeah, that's muscle.
Actually, you know what it reminds me of is asking a bunch of, like, if you were asking a bunch of high school kids about a current really cool band, those are the kind of answers you get. So it's almost like muscle right now is as trendy.
Yeah,
it's cool to like it right now, but the answers are, like, awesome, thumbs up. You know, it's wicked, it's glorious.
It's almost like people don't quite have an opinion on it.
They know it's good.
Yeah.
But they don't, you know... Yeah, so it was much more functional with size and strength stuff, but I was just surprised. I was expecting more like, you know, beautiful, attractive type answers, but most people just know it's like, it's muscles big and strong.
Yeah, yeah. Almost, we kind of, that's interesting. There could have been a bunch of different things that people thought about it, but, it came down relatively consistent with sort of a, More of an analytical, benign description of it, more so than any sort of emotional reaction to it.
Yeah.
Well, how does this all fit together, anyways?
I think it's just. I have a clue on this one. The one thing I wanted to say is I think we should do this again, maybe even next week, and use different order, similar words, not the same words, but similar, like some synonyms, and see what kind of answers you get. Like I'd be interested in like caloric restriction. I'd be maybe interested on different words for obese or, you know, eating, that kind of thing. But I think in general, word association itself is kind of hard because what you get is there's always sort of a personal story behind it, but you have to figure out what it is, right? So you put down, you know, really quickly the word taste right after fat and figure out, okay, why did I put that? Or sports after fitness, right?
Yeah, and we don't know if these were – I'm assuming everyone is honest and just put what they really thought and just left it at that.
You know, I guess the obvious one is if you look through this list, I mean, especially on the words obese, skinny, eating, fat, fitness, the words there, you can not only see the influence of marketing, but you can also see the power of marketing. So I'm pretty sure – that you and I could go through these lists, pick out all the words from that were used a lot, and then use them right back on these same people to pitch or sell something to them. And that's something you have to be aware of, is that it's, I'm more thinking about the terms, diet, food, fat, you know, things like that when they're kind of ambiguous, but people really, they let you know which way they were thinking.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that, I guess that's how it does come together, is that, even though we all have our own particular view of it, it's easy for us to be categorized in maybe one or two, maybe three simple categories that would easily predict what our views of each one of those words was. And that's kind of a constant interplay between you as the consumer and the diet, fitness, food, supplement industry trying to sell you products using these 10 words. You know, low fat stuff, you know, low sugar stuff, like diet products, you know, things to do with eating, things to do with muscle, things to do with the obesity epidemic or not, like fitness and health. All of these things are key words, and I'm just trying to get an idea of how people think about these words, because you're being marketed to with these exact words, like on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think that's sort of a fair conclusion. I do think you should do this again, though. I think that the it'd be interesting to use similar terms or ones that are what you and I would perceive to be negative or positive angles on each one, and then see what kind of reactions they get.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that was good for today, so I think we'll wrap it up there.
Perfect.
So for Brad Peel, and I'm John Barbin, and that was your Phi Life podcast.